USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting ICE Director Matt Albans gives an update on immigration enforcement.
Our commitment is to strengthen national security and uphold public safety, which we accomplish by enforcing the law as it has been enacted with the utmost professionalism, despite challenges faced by no other law enforcement agency in this country.
Albans, speaking from the White House on Thursday, says there were about 40,000 arrests on the southern border in September, which is the lowest this fiscal year. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is slamming President Trump's decision to remove U.S. troops from northern Syria. Talking with reporters in New York, Schumer says the move has opened the door for Turkey to attack the Kurds who have been helping the U.S. combat ISIS. Schumer also argued that thousands of ISIS prisoners could make a jailbreak and said the president's foreign policy is reckless and erratic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders tells NBC News that a recent health care isn't slowing him down. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
In his first sit-down interview since having a heart attack last week, Bernie Sanders said he was feeling a lot better, and he defended his campaign's decision not to release information about the heart attack right away.
So the first thing that we're trying to do is understand what's going on and not run to the New York Times and have to report every 15 minutes. You know, it's not a baseball game.
Sanders also says he misspoke when he told reporters last week that he didn't think he would be able to continue with several rallies and meetings a day. He says he expects to get back into the groove of a very vigorous campaign.
The Army says the deployment of U.S.-based personnel to Europe will be the largest in 25 years. Officials announced this week the Defender Europe 20 exercise is scheduled for next spring. About 37,000 U.S. allied and partner nation service members are expected to be involved. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul is no fan of socialism. In fact, he has a new book out where he takes on some of the beliefs that socialism is good for a country. With all that being said, though, Paul joined CBS this morning and says him and Senator Bernie Sanders, who's a pretty big fan of socialism, do have some things in common and can work together on Capitol Hill.
Here's the thing. I was at Columbia last night, and they asked me, what are things you'd like about Bernie Sanders? And the interesting thing is he and I work together on a lot of things, for example, on war. What I would say is that I think there's a misreporting of acrimony in our country. There's a lot of acrimony on the Internet. There's a lot of acrimony actually on television. But when you go to Washington, you'll be surprised to find that Bernie and I get along. I've been to his office. He's been to my office. We talk about things like criminal justice reform. We talk about trying not to go to war without a declaration. We've worked together on trying to end the war in Yemen. I don't like socialism. I think socialism is a disaster, and he's absolutely wrong. But guess what? When we talk, we don't actually bring up socialism so much because we disagree on that, but we bring up foreign policy, and we get on just fine.
And finally, Waymo is nearly ready to send completely driverless cars to pick people up. The ride-sharing service will no longer have a backup driver. The company has cars that are set to hit the road in Phoenix, but is mapping out other cities to expand. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.